Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Voice Rising. With me in the studio today is a Swiss-Tibetan artist, Dejen Shakdagzai. Welcome, Dejen, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Kara. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's a pleasure to be with you too, and happy solstice, happy beginning of summer. This is the day when there is the greatest amount of light streaming onto our beloved planet, and so we take the opportunity to send healing intentions to all our loved ones and all the beautiful beings of this world. And I really want to speak with you today more about voice and mantra and your upcoming album productions and also all the music that you have created in the past. Shall we proceed?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Karen.
So you're the daughter of a Tibetan Lama and a deeply spiritual Muti, Mama, and you grew up absorbing the divine wisdom of your parents. So you grew up, as far as I know, mostly in Switzerland, but you have a very rich, the Tibetan culture is really in your blood and bones. And it's fused then with the modern Western world because of this spending time in Switzerland and also Tibet. What was it like to grow up as the daughter of a Tibetan Lama?
I think in the first place, it was not too different than any other childhood because we didn't know for a long time that our father was somebody very special, mm-hmm. because when we moved to Switzerland, he came as a spiritual teacher for the group of Tibetans that were actually that have come to Switzerland to find a new home. And it was actually only in my teenage years that I realized that our father was really somebody very special, because there was 20 years actually no sign from Tibet because it was closed. And then during the time of when Deng Xiaoping came into power, China opened the doors, and also Tibet was slowly opened. And that's when the first letters came from Tibet. And and that's when we realized that our father actually was a very important spiritual person in Tibet, with a monastery, with monks that followed him. And so it opened a totally new world for us, although we knew our father was always special because we were used to hearing him pray in the prayer room, and that was all very natural for us. So I think during my childhood, I just loved the prayers in the prayer room, not only from my father, my grandparents, the whole family, gathering in the prayer room and chanting the mantras and doing the rituals. That was part of my childhood, of course.
Beautiful.
And so I feel very privileged to have been raised in this beautiful world of my Tibetan heritage.
And beautiful also to realize that one can have also a prayer room. I was just imagining that, because most houses, they forget this. They have a kitchen and a bedroom and a living room, but it's a lovely idea to have a meditation room or a prayer room where one can gather together.
Yes, and that was very important to us. And whenever I brought my little Swiss friends home, they felt so special when they came to our place, because there was this incense burning, which they didn't know mm-hmm. from their places, of course. There were all the beautiful tankas and the Buddha figures. So and that made me, of course, always feel like very proud when I brought them home, because I knew that they would love it.
Yeah, exactly. So you grew up in a Swiss school, so to say, and I believe you studied and worked in marketing. You were going towards marketing. And at some point, there was a turning point where you decided to dedicate your life more to that of a singer and a performer and bring the Tibetan mantra to the Western world, you'd have to say, in the beginning, right? To more to Switzerland, and then suddenly it just expanded. It's just, you have many, many CDs. So really the people love your voice and they love the mantra. So where was the turning point for you, Dejen?
The turning point for me was, music has always been a part of my life. So even when I was a small girl visiting the Swiss schools, when there was the singing classes in the school, I was always brilliant. I loved it, although I didn't understand all the Swiss texts at the beginning. Initially, you just imitate, but I loved to sing, and then it was really also later on. I joined, Tibetan traditional song groups, and my parents were very active in preserving the Tibetan culture by founding the Swiss Tibetan performing group with traditional dances and songs and music. So it was always an important part of my life, and then later on when I started to work, I had been part of some productions, music productions. I was invited to sing on productions, and there was one song particularly. At that time, I was already married with my husband, who is a Tibetan naturopath, and he said, when you sing with this really soft voice, soothing voice, I can really see and feel that the patients in my clinic, they calm immediately, mm-hmm. beautifully, and it makes it so much easier for me to treat them. mm-hmm. and that was actually the turning point where he insisted I should really do something with my voice, because it was very special. And first I thought, wow, this is a bit embarrassing when your husband says, you have a great voice. I thought, But then I realized, he insisted so long, so that one day I decided to ask my father to give me some mantra melodies from Tibet. And this is how the very first track, the Chenrezig mantra on Deva Che, my first debut album, was developed. You know, I got the melody from my father, and he said, you know, in Tibet, the lamas, they realized that when they ask the people to pray, very often they would fall asleep. But mm-hmm. if they give the mantras a beautiful melody, then they would really be very happy to sing the mantras. So, and that's I found that idea wonderful, and this is how I was able to then start, you know, developing beautiful melodies for the mantras, for the ancient mantras, and mm-hmm. somehow I must have really hit kind of the nerve of the time. You know, in German we say Zeitgeist, you know. It was mm-hmm. really, yeah. you know, it was the right time for these mantras, because what initially I thought will probably be something that attracts some, you know, some hardcore Buddhists or yeah. some Tibet travelers, suddenly turned out that, you know, it really appealed to a large audience, and the audience yes. grew always more and more, just as you said before. And I think this is incredible. And for me to be able to transmit something so precious, valuable, as the wisdom of you know, of Buddha's teachings, combined with the melodies, the music, that is, you know, sort of helping people to understand who, you know, who they who they really are, and that's something most beautiful.
Very beautiful, Dechen. Shall we listen to Chenrezig? I have it here off of your debut album, David Che, and then everybody can. Oh, would you like that?
Yes, that would be lovely, because perfect. You know this. Because this track, this Chenrezig mantra, probably has been heard so many times all over the world. And it means a lot to me, because I know that, you know, that was 20 years ago. Can you imagine when it came out?
Unbelievable. I knew this album 20 years ago. I had this album. I listened to this album often. So it's hard to believe that those 20 years have already gone by.
Yes. Yes.
Let's listen to the Chenrezig from the David Che album.
Thank you.
were listening to Chenrezig Mantra from Dejen's debut album, Devache, and it's such a beautiful piece. Dejen, you live in Switzerland, which is home of mountains, lakes, monasteries, and chocolate, basically, right?
And so, I like the chocolate, yes.
You like the chocolate? we are gonna head into a break soon, but I did hear that there's also a very big Benedictine monastery in Einsiedeln, and there's a story that the Benedictine monks were listening to this album that you brought out, Devache, and that the Christian Catholic monks actually contacted you and said, share with us a little bit more about the mantras. Is that true?
It's definitely true, and I still think that this is such a beautiful moment when this this happened. That was in 2003. I got a call from one of the monks of the Benedictine monastery in Einsiedeln, asking whether it would be possible for me to come and explain to them the Tibetan chanting of the mantras, because they listened to Devache. And I thought, wow, this is just so unbelievable, because you know, you don't expect this. And I'm still in contact, you know, I still have a beautiful contact with the monk that was calling the monk that was initiating this whole thing. That was Pater Jean-Sébastien. And Pater Jean-Sébastien, he was responsible for the training program of the young monks at the monastery. And he felt that these mantras were transmitting something so calming, so beautiful. And he thought, wow, we have to invite her to explain more about this tradition. And this is how the whole thing, a beautiful relationship with the monastery, started. And it was at a time when I was also in touch with my friend Regula Kurti, the mm-hmm. founder of all the Beyond Music. And I told her, hey, Regula, isn't that beautiful? I got a call from the monastery in Einsiedeln. They would like me to come and explain the mantras. And she also felt that was such a beautiful moment where, you know, you feel the openness of Catholic monks to a different faith. And that was really extraordinary. And so she asked me whether she could come along when I go there. And I said, yes, of course. So we went there. And this actually led to, you know, this whole beautiful event of the interfaith meeting between His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the Abbot Martin Verlin of the Einsiedeln Church. And then out of that, you know, we all know the story. I'm sure I heard a regular interview that she gave you, you know, some time ago, where she also explains beautifully how it all then culminated in a beautiful Beyond Music project with such a wonderful person like Tina Turner, really supporting this project and making sure that this project is really being heard in the whole world. That's absolutely wonderful.
Beautiful, Dejen. We're going to take a very, very short break and focus on celebrating this diverse, resilient humanity and more interfaith projects that we can build together.
Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstad, and with me in studio is Dejen Shek Dagzai. And we were just talking about the Beyond Project, which Dejen is a very big part of. Also, the founders Regula Kurati and Tina Turner. You did many, many concerts together, beautiful albums. And you do a lot of different projects, so you're bringing out new albums also, and you also have, you're very active in social projects in Tibet. One of them is a Sudun medical clinic that your parents founded in 1999, and as you said, your husband is a Tibetan naturopath, so he really inspired you also to bring your beautiful voice out into the world. Dejen, how do these mantras work almost as medicine, that they help us stay healthy and develop a healthy mind and a healthy lifestyle?
I think the ancient Tibetan mantras, they're said to have a very special healing effect. The moment mm-hmm. that you see them, the moment that you hear them, the moment that you speak or chant them. And so, you know, when I first started to work with these mantras, I asked my father, well, can I give these mantras melodies? Is that okay? Or I would like to give them new melodies because as you know, I did not grow up in Tibet. I grew up in Switzerland, mm-hmm. and so I carry the two worlds in within me. The you know the one half of my heart has a Western heartbeat.
Yes.
the other heart has a Tibetan heartbeat. And I feel extremely lucky because I think these two go really well together. And my father said the main thing about the mantras, because they're not ordinary songs, they're spiritual songs, spiritual syllables, in a sense, they are here to help first of all, yourself, you know, and others, to recognize that all things are impermanent. They help you to recognize that all things are ultimately unsatisfactory, and they help you to realize that all things have actually no self-existence. So this is the wisdom that they are transmitting. And if you sing the mantras with a really profound wish that the wisdom of these mantras may touch the people's hearts and may bring their own qualities in their hearts to the surface. So, and then the mantra that you know, he told me that you sing, that will really benefit the beings. And so that was clear for me, because I thought, I that's when I really, you know, when I went to the studio before really singing them, I knew that, or I wished I made a really, really big prayer that each tone that I sing, may they really resonate with the people, with the beings that hear them, and have a positive effect on them. So, you know, I don't know whether everyone has already recognized all this wisdom. Probably not yet, but I have at least been able to set a little seed in their hearts. And I think as long as this happens, I feel extremely happy. But what it really does, what it really does with people is, you know, hearing all the feedbacks from people that listen to my music. I once had a work colleague. Actually, he was from China, and he said, "You know, Dechen, after hearing your music, it makes me feel like a good person." And I thought that was so beautiful. And this is what it is all about, you know. It has to, when it has the result of making the people feel good, then I have really met my, how should I say, my wish has come true.
Yeah, your wish has come true. Tell us more about the Vajra Guru Mantra, which you recorded as part of your Jewel album.
Yes, the Vajra Guru Mantra on Jewel is really remarkably beautiful. The music has been composed by my producer, Helge van Dijk, whom I've been working now for the last 10 years. And on Jewel, he was helping me to bring the ancient mantras even to a wider audience. All my previous albums, they have been very meditative, very calm, and I was hardly actually making the attempt of reaching also people that normally wouldn't really listen to meditative music or spiritual music. And As a follower of the Tibetans are, you know, followers of the Mahayana path. Mm-hmm. So in this path, you know, you are trying to actually not sit in your cave and meditate on your own, but you're trying to really reach out to the people where they have never heard of a mantra before. So to actually make this ancient wisdom accessible to them. And Helge was very helpful for me to bring this music to areas of, you know, where people normally wouldn't even almost reject to listen to mantras and spiritual music.
Yeah.
you know, because we are a very complex world, and sometimes you have to be very skillful, like a mother who would like to give her children medicine, but they don't want the medicine. So she's very skillful, and she dilutes them into a little bit of sweetened water, you know. Mm-hmm. So this was actually my attempt to, because the mantras, what we were saying, that the mantras are actually medicine for the soul, right?
Yes, yes.
And
medicine for the soul. Yeah, and I was going to say, even maybe medicine for the whole body, because I think people forget that when we sing, it's the breath, it's the frequency, the heartbeat can calm itself, right?
Yes,
so it's this whole body-mind-spirit connection, which voice, it's phenomenal for me as a singer, and I think for you also as a singer.
Yes.
Many people have forgotten that if they sing, they can really come into balance, not only on a spiritual level, but at emotions and mental focus and exactly.
Yes, yes. Yeah. No, you're perfectly right, Kara. And I think this is why it's beautiful when we see people always chanting or singing more and more. They're really discovering this amazing impact that it has on their psyche, you know, on their mental state, and when they feel happy, you know, their whole body vibrates, and every cell of their body, of our body, really resonates with the sound of and the waves of what we are producing ourselves. It's actually incredible.
It is incredible. Let's listen to the Vajraguru mantra, and then maybe after that we'll go right into the break, and then we'll be back again. So listen to Dejin sing this incredible mantra.
bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on Om Times Radio, called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and let yourself be transformed.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I am your host, Kara Johnstead, and with me in studio is Dejan Shakdakzai. And right before we went into the break, we were listening to Vajaguru Mantra off of Dejan's album, Jewel. So Dejan, I want to talk a little bit more about our planet and share a little bit more from your album, Day Tomorrow. And then, of course, we want to go into what you are planning for the fall, because you are planning a new release. So this is a little teaser for our audience. So Dejan is sharing with us her gifts. And in September, she will be back with us sharing a lot of amazing songs fresh out of the studio. So Dejan, as an artist, you truly believe that music is very effective in communicating important issues that touch people emotionally, and that we have to put all our forces together to protect this planet, to sustain it, and to be able to give it to our next generations. Your last album was called Day Tomorrow, and besides the strong lyrics of how we should and can all contribute to sustaining a better world, the album offers the upbeat and uplifting songs, the songs that you were talking about before, where you, together with your musicians, created a truly East meets West moment, right? It was very new. It went from this relaxing mantra meditation and really went into the jazz, some dance grooves. It was a very fascinating album.
Yes. Thank you, Kara. It was a kind of a journey for me too, because when I started working with Helge, I told him, "Look, I really want to make this. You know, I want to make this the message that I have to the world concerning the sustainability of our planet Earth. I really want to." Be heard, you know. Then he said, "Okay, let's see what we can do." And he was amazing. He was able to activate, you know, the world's really amazing, renowned musicians such as bass player Lee Sklar, Leland Sklar from Los Angeles, and Martin Tillman with a violoncello. From, you know, and Satnam Ramgotra, they both used to work for the Hans Zimmer recording studio. So we had a number of high-standing musicians that, you know, normally would play totally different music. But they said, wow, this is such an interesting idea to play Tibetan mantras for the first time. And they all loved this collaboration. And what came out is really a beautiful album, Day Tomorrow, where, just as you said, it's totally different from what I had done before. But it was also helpful to make people aware that, you know, that had not known me before, to get to know what was really my message, and to hear that there is to sustain the planet Earth with all its elements is something so at the core value also in my heritage in the Tibetan culture, because you know according to our belief is we are all part of this. We're so much connected to the earth in terms that we are also consist of the four elements of earth, water, fire, and air. So when we pollute all these elements, we are actually destroying ourselves in the first place. And so that, you know, it really resonates with what is also taught in my culture, and it's great to see that, you know, so people like you really like the album too. That's
yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, let's listen to Black Tara Mantra off of Day Tomorrow album.
Lovely. You are listening to Black Tara Mantra off of the Day Tomorrow album.
Dejin, we are in very evolutionary times in the midst of a world pandemic. We are in the climate crisis. There's a lot of shift happening, and our world needs the positive energy of these ancient mantras more than ever. As far as I know, you are now in the studio working on a new album, and you're going to be bringing out more mantras for us. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Ha!
And I can't wait to really present it to you, Cara, because it's turned out so brilliant, so beautiful, and the message is just, it's just extraordinary. The title of the album is Imaho. So Imaho, the title, is a exclamation in the ancient Tibetan scripts that prescribes the wondrous and amazing moment when the mind awakens. So Imaho, and it's the story of Aryatara. And Aryatara, for those who are not yet familiar with Tara, many aeons ago, we say, you know, that there was in ancient India, there lived a princess called Janachandra, which means moon of primordial wisdom. And she was beautiful and had a big heart for all beings. And every day she made offerings to her teacher, Buddha Dundubhisvara. Everyone admired her extraordinary offerings that she made. So one day a monk urged her to wish that she should be reborn as a man in her next life in order to attain full enlightenment. Mm-hmm. But the princess laughed and she replied, "There's no male, there is no female. To discriminate between male and female is the mind of a small being. There are neither men nor women, nor a self nor beings." So she vowed to return again and again in her female form in order to liberate the beings from suffering and to reach enlightenment in a female form. So this is how she got to be called Tara, which means the swift liberator. And I really can only say you're going to love it.
I mean, one does feel the rise of the divine feminine. We do feel this if we look at the circles that are happening. There are many more women's circles for singing and for dancing. And I think that men are also really opening to their own deep sensitivity and their own femininity as women are coming back in, at least Western women. I think many Western women, they when they wanted to go into equality and into the workforce, they might have really lost certain values that they really missed. And at least in what I see is that women are also longing to be tender and fierce, strong
absolutely.
And sensitive,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Right? To be like Tara said, you know, everything, right? To be everything and nothing, maybe.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. No, that's beautifully said, Cara, really. And, you know, but it doesn't mean that Tara is, being, of course, you know, there is an element of her being very strong in sort of a feminine movement, the first feminine movement. But, you know, I love about her when she says there are neither men nor women, nor self nor beings. She, you know, so she is really actually opening our eyes that in the end, you know, we have to, and this is probably also what helps us all to deal with all the pitfalls in our lives. Because we are not really seeing the things as they really are, like Buddha beautifully taught, because we see the things in a deluded way, We see them as permanently existing. We see them as solid. We see them as existing on them on their own. So this is why we love to crave for them. We love to cling. We love to attach ourselves to these things. And that's then obviously these things are not going to last because they're all happening outside of us, and whatever is outside of us is bound to be very short-lived. And this is when we totally get frustrated, because we don't want the things to end if they're so beautiful. We don't want to lose the things when they're so great. And but this is what Tara actually beautifully teaches us, to go on this journey of seeing the things as they really are. And I think that's beautiful. That's to me, I think this is so valuable, such a wisdom, because, and I think it should be taught much earlier to also to the kids, because, you know, so many times young people fall into the pitfalls of life because they don't have the techniques of how to see the things how they really are, and maybe to change their perception of things. And and this is why I feel like maybe, you know, with music, you know, at least you can open a little gate, and then through this gate, you know, something can shine through, which might lead them to a happier life.
Yeah, it sounds, I mean, liberator from liberté, you know, from freedom. So exactly. It is this thing, if we relax it, you know, the tree has roots that are in the darkness, and the tree also has beautiful branches in the light. And most of us are only seeking the one part, the light, and we forget that life has also struggles and hard things. And maybe if the kids did realize that, and they realize that it's okay, that's okay to struggle, right?
Absolutely.
Dejan, I know we're gonna. Oh, I was gonna say. Let me jump in here, because we're coming to the close. I feel like we could talk to each other for days, and like I said, you will be back in September to share your new album. So this was a taste of your path as an artist, a very small taste of what you've been doing. But if you had a wish for our world, let's even be wishful and sassy and joyous and spontaneous, that when I see you again in September, which is not so long, but if we can gather our intent, and you were talking about this amazing power that we have, before you go into the studio, you set a wish, you set an intent. What would your intent be for our world? What would you like to see us come together on?
I would want that everyone feels their own inner qualities, so that they can really touch base with their own inner source of love and compassion. And, you know, if I can really give you all, you know, the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra, you know, it's a mantra of six syllables, Om Mani Padme Hum. And it's the mantra that is actually helping us to uncover all our inner qualities, love and compassion, wisdom. So, and it's a very easy mantra, and it really says, you know, that it activates all our inner qualities, because everyone has them. So there's no being that does not have these inner qualities. And it's the only thing that we forget is that that we have this.
Thank you, Dejan Shakhtakzai, for being with me today at Voice Rising. Everybody out there, check out her music, and we're excited to have your new album come out very, very soon.
Lovely, Karas. Talk to you then. Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.